on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So it's 10 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning, and of course we move along now to our next feature. Now, in recent weeks, via the various news platforms, you know, we've witnessed the utter horror of the xenophobic attacks that have been experienced out in Gauteng. But, you know, what's been really concerning is when it came closer to home, but even more concerning is when it made it into and within the walls of our schools. Now, it had come to light earlier on this week that a Congolese grade 10 learner at the Salt River High School was beaten so severely in an act of xenophobia by classmates that she remains in hospital 2 weeks later. As you can imagine, the parents are absolutely mortified. They are angry, and rightly so. It seems like the school hasn't done much. We'll be getting some comment a little later on from the Western Cape Education Department in terms of that. But right now, though, we do understand that the leader, or the Congolese civil society diaspora in South Africa, has rendered some assistance to the family. In studio this morning, we do have the leader of the Congolese civil society of diaspora in South Africa, and that is Mr. Jean-Pierre Balusa. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Good morning.
Now, of course, you know, just take us through it. You know, you perhaps have been dealing with the Gunefi family. Tell us a bit more as to this particular incident. It can't be something that happened, you know, in an isolated way. We understand that this particular learner has been bullied before.
Yeah, as you've heard about it, it's not something that has come just, as you said, isolated way, because the learner has been reporting all these things, the bullying stuff, to the principals. The principal could not do anything, and that happened to the time where the learner could not even expect that she was going to be attacked, she was going to be beaten. And what is unfortunate is that the principal is still in denial. The principal was still saying that they didn't beat the child, they were fighting, and that couldn't be the truth. Likely there was a learner who was there, was taking even the video on the way that thing started. So when the principal was in denial, so when the principal came and saw the video, is when he became like ashamed of what he was trying to deny, instead of trying to look solutions that went all over and things could not go according to the way the principal could take the things to. And another thing that is very disappointing is that when the matter has been reported to the police, the police have been very, very discriminative. The Woodstock police station.
Yes.
They have been there. They didn't assist the family. They were there even threatening the family, to the point where they are telling the family, no, those people also, they said they are going to take the lawyers and this is going to be a problem to you. So you guys, you should not do or continue with this. It was even difficult for them to get a case number. Until then, after then, because of that incident, most of Congolese girls that studied at that school have been given a disciplinary hearing, to the point where they've been told they have to come together with all their parents. So that same incident has been included, not only the Donet, but all the Congolese girls that are studying there.
Now, of course, we understand that. Is Donette still in hospital? What is her condition at the moment?
Her condition is not good, because even the mother, she came out of hospital yesterday. She's very disappointing, and she's not really on a level, because the way she's seeing the child is not doing well at all. Yeah.
Now, in terms of the assistance that you, as the Congolese Civil Society of Diaspora in South Africa, have rendered to this family, what sort of role are you playing?
Yeah, the next thing is that we know sometimes you find we have South African Human Rights Commission. Mm. The problem that we're going to take these things to the South African Human Rights Commission. And also, we're going also to take the Western Cape Education Department to the Human Rights Commission, because even the principal as well, and the school as well, because the school does not even do much to try to educate or to eradicate such kind of behavior within children.
Have you contacted the Western Cape Education Department? What has their comments been like? What have they done? Have they done anything?
They haven't done anything. The Western Cape Education, they don't even bother themselves, because they've heard about it.
Mm.
their always answer is that they are going to investigate, they are going to follow about the matter. And the problem has been there, they just forced even the police. The police was trying to force the parents, the family, not to continue with the case or not to take the case up, is that they have to come to a sort of an agreement and forget about the case.
Now, have we been able to establish, indeed, if this was, you know, an act of xenophobic violence towards Donette? We see that, you know, while she was being bullied, she was being mocked, she was being called a foreigner as well. Is this all correct?
That's indeed.
Okay.
It's correct, yeah.
And of course, you know, have you been able to speak to other learners? Are there other Congolese learners at the school? What have they said?
Yeah, for them is that they've been, surprised to seeing them because of that incident, that because of the attack of their one of their sister. They've been also included and been disciplined to the point that they didn't even know what they did, because their parents had to be called in school and come to be, I don't know what they called them for, because there was nothing that they did. But the problem that they are facing is that even the parent of Donette did not know that they were being summoned, they've been called to school to go to hear about this disciplinary hearing. Mm. So they came to find out from those other five learners that studied, those Congolese, that they have been called to go for disciplinary hearing. But on the past day to school on the 4th, because they were called on the 5th of September, on the 4th when they were
when exactly did this incident take place?
The incident took place on the 27th of August.
August,
yes.
Okay.
That when it took place.
All right. Now, in terms of those learners that have been said to have been bullying Donette,
yes,
what has happened to them?
Nothing at all, and the principal seems like he doesn't even care, he doesn't even want to involve himself or himself in this type of situation, because even the time that this incident happened, they wanted to speak to him. He said no, he has things to do, he doesn't have time to...
Has the principal met with the parents of Donette as well as yourself?
No, he never met with us.
Has he spoken to you on the phone?
He doesn't care at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Any final words this morning from yourself, Jean-Pierre?
Yeah, the final word that I would like to say is that Donette, she's still a child who needs care. She's a girl as well. She needs protection. And if teachers or a principal cannot commit himself to try to protect all children and treat them the same way, equally, it's going to be a very regrettable situation that we're going to have, because we believe when children are going to school, they find other parents at school. Teachers are their parents. Principal is their parents.
Yes.
So if a parent or if a teacher or a principal is there to discriminate even a child, so things are going to run out of our hands and out of everyone's hands.
Mm-hmm.
What we would like to ask is that people should be more passionate to love kids and serving them with passion and love without discriminating.
Certainly.
Yes, yeah.
Well, Jean-Pierre, thank you so much for joining us in studio this morning. You are the leader of the Congolese Civil Society of Diaspora here in South Africa. We thank you for your time. It's very unfortunate that we have to meet on, you know, these terms, but we are going to be getting comment in the next few minutes from the Western Cape Education Department. We'll have a listen to what they have to say as well, and of course what action will be taking place going forward. But we thank you for your time this morning.
I thank you too.
Thank you so much.
On 91.3 FM, your voice in the morning.
23 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning, and we continued the discussion on the recent attack on a Congolese grade 10 learner at Salt River High School, who has since been hospitalized after she was beaten severely by classmates, according to reports, during what has been deemed as a xenophobic attack. Now, joining us online for comment from the Western Cape Education Department is spokesperson Brona Hammond. Brona, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, of course, you know, in terms of this incident, has it been brought to the WCED's attention?
Yes, it certainly was. It was brought to attention when the incident happened. There are claims, as you just mentioned, that it's xenophobia. These claims came much later after this attack happened, and I think we must be very careful to label it as such. It was an incident between a group of girls, particularly two girls. It was initiated between two girls. It had to do with the monitoring of class attendance. And, you know, we have incidents in our schools every day. And just because of the different cultures of people, we cannot always just put a label on it as xenophobia. Obviously, we take that allegation very seriously. I'm not denying that. But, that only came to light about a week after the incident happened. There was no allegations of that previously or at the time.
So when the incident had taken place towards the end of August, what exactly had the school done about it?
Well, there was quite a lot of tension at the school. There was a lot of people that felt that the group of learners that attacked the girl needed, to be disciplined. The school obviously has to follow disciplinary procedures to the book, according to the South African Schools Act. And so they were wanting to follow that route, whereas other people would want to take other measures. Obviously, the principal had to protect all learners concerned. And since then, there's been discussions with the learners concerned. There's been questions asked about what actually happened, what was the cause of the incident. And also, they are getting outside organizations into the school to talk about conflict management, mediation, and so forth.
Does it concern the WCED that this incident, has landed a pupil in hospital?
Of course, jeepers. Any form of violence is just not acceptable in a school. And if you find a pupil that is learned that's now left in hospital, it's extremely serious. And this is part of this whole discipline thing that we've seen in the last few years, where we've just seen children that are just completely undisciplined. And we see it all over the country. And it's about also our moral structure in our society and how we teach our kids and how we teach them good values and morals and how to respect one another. In the Western Cape, we have taken an initiative called Transform to Perform, and one of the initiatives within that strategy is our values and education program. It has been rolled out to all schools, and we're trying to teach learners how to be more respectful of each other, how to show caring, kindness, the values that we would like all our learners to showcase. So we've asked all schools to choose 12 values for the year, have conversations with their children on values. We want the children to have conversations with their peers on values, and then try and actually build structures around that in the school to actually have a values mindset and a values way of treating each other, a positive way of treating each other. And we've seen schools principals have come out openly and said that since they've started the program, they've seen better discipline, there's been less bullying and so forth. So yes, we're definitely going to carry on rolling out that program. We have had two districts that have already completed training. The other districts are currently undergoing training with their educators. Champions have been selected in each school. So we're definitely seeing a definite drive towards this, a values mindset, a respect, a kindness, caring attitude of learners towards each other. But we've still got a long way to go. And, discipline also starts at home. So, parents also need to teach their children that when they come to school, that is the place where you enter to learn and where you are there to respect your fellow learners as well as your teachers.
Has the principal of Salt River High, Brona, handled this matter in the most efficient way possible, in the most correct manner, in the sense that we've just heard from the Congolese civil society diaspora in South Africa that the principal hasn't reached out to the parents of this pupil who has now landed in hospital post this incident, hasn't met with the parents as well?
The parents were called in immediately when the incident happened, so it surprised me that was actually raised. The principal has, since then, the principal has been on leave, but she has contacted the parents. And the parents, as far as I know, were at the school when the incident happened. They were called in immediately, and then there has been follow-ups, and there was an engagement that the deputy principal had arranged on the 5th of September, and that was last week, I think, and the parents didn't reply or turn up at that meeting where they wanted to engage further. So I'm a bit surprised at those comments because I don't think there's necessarily much truth to that, to be honest.
Brona, I want to ask, if this was a South African pupil, would this matter be handled in a different manner?
It is a South African pupil. It is a learner that is in a Western Cape school. She is a Western Cape learner. So we do not identify any different and wouldn't be treated as any different. As I said, you cannot take the law into your own hands. You cannot let a group, a community, or a group of learners say, we will discipline another learner. That is definitely not the way. It doesn't matter who the transgressor is. We have to follow procedures. We have to ensure that learners are all disciplined according to the law. And if you digress from it, you could it could be very damaging. It could be very violent. And also, not only that, is that if the school doesn't follow the disciplinary procedures and it says it turns to the recommendation of expulsion, that could be thrown out because of the fact that they didn't follow disciplinary procedures. We really have to follow the law and at the same time look at the issue at hand and address that issue. And I do believe that the school is trying to address that issue. As I said, they've invited two different outside organizations to come in and to talk to the learners concerned independently of the investigation. And that is all based on how they deal with conflict, how they deal with each other, and trying to build a more positive environment in the school.
In terms of the learners who were alleged to have beaten and bullied this particular pupil, you know, what is their status at the moment? Are they still at school?
Yes, the one learner was suspended. She's now back at school. According to, you can only be suspended for a certain period of time. The disciplinary hearing couldn't take place because of exams, so it has been left because it's breakup day on Friday, so took for next term. So she is back at school. She is writing assessments as well as the other learners involved. And the learner that was hurt, we need to look after her as well. She hasn't returned to school. However, we have offered that she can write her assessments during the spring break period or at any time she would like to do so. So her education also needs to be looked after.
Any final comments on behalf of the WCED this morning in terms of this particular case, Brona?
I just think that, in schools where you have learners at certain ages where there is a lot of, especially with the female learners, there's a lot of cattiness, and I won't use another word, but the learners need to, value and respect each other. And I feel that we need to look beyond, when we think of social media and what goes on and what learners are going through, it's a whole different ball game to when we were in school. And I just like to just appeal to every parent out there to have a discussion with their child about the dangers of social media, about just stopping to think before you post something or even retweet something or repost something that has a damaging effect on another learner. You know, we need to create environments of love and peace and kindness and caring, it really reflects badly on them when they do retweet or repost something on social media that can be damaging. So, this is a bigger, wider problem that we have in the province. We're trying to address it through our wellness program, but, really, please, parents, have those discussions, and it can have damaging consequences. We saw another learner in a school recently post something on social media, and, he completely regrets that, and he has learned a huge lesson out of that. So, we have to teach our children at a young age the dangers of social media as well as the benefits.
Brona, we've just heard that, this particular incident will make its way to the South African Human Rights Commission. Just a final comment from the WCED in terms of that.
Well, we will obviously work with any queries that have come our way in terms of the investigation. As I said, the school's undergoing their own disciplinary investigation. They have been having interviews with learners, and we will cooperate, obviously. And as I said, these allegations did come up only a week after the event. We do take them seriously. However, we must also be very careful to label things as such.
Well, Brona Hammond, Western Cape Education Department, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And that was spokesperson for the WCED there, Brona Hammond, giving comment on behalf of the WCED in terms of the attack on the Congolese grade 10 learner at Salt River High School.